You're now listening to a Word for Deliverance podcast with Pastor Leonard D. Cochran of A Place of Refuge Noonan. A Place of Refuge Noonan is located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. To stay better connected with us, for more exclusive information and updates, download our church app, A Place of Refuge Noonan, or visit our church website at apor-noonan.org. Now, let's join in for today's message.
Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, based upon all that Pastor has said, our subject this morning, understanding based upon faith. Look at somebody there, tell them, understanding based upon faith. Look at one more person, tell him or her, the subject this morning, understanding based upon, finish it. All right, let's give God a praise for our subject. Come on, let's give him a tremendous hand of praise for the subject, understanding based upon faith. Notice that the Hebrew writer says, by faith, we understand. We understand. The we in the text is important. Because the we represents or means children of God, saints, believers, faith walkers. By faith, we, children of God, understand what many struggle to understand. But by faith, believers have an understanding that everybody doesn't possess. Let me break it down. That means if you save and your cousin is not saved, then you have understanding that your cousin doesn't have. Listen, you may have only graduated high school. Your cousin may have 2 degrees, a bachelor's and a master's. Yet your understanding about certain things supersede their understanding. Oh, yes, 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 yes. It may be that you don't even have a high school diploma, didn't even graduate high school, yet your understanding about the world and God supersedes that of a person who does not believe in God. If you understood what I just said, then it would cause you to get happy. You have a better understanding than people who don't trust God. Come on. See, before I'm finished with this message, you gonna know why you are blessed the way you are. You gonna know where your blessings come from, and you gonna know that man cannot cut off your blessings. Do you hear me? Man ain't big enough to cut me off. I'm not leaning on the government. I'm not leaning on this economy because of my understanding. Are y'all with me? And so understand that the we represents, again, faith walkers. Now, of course, you have faith walkers, and then you have what I'm going to call the others. Not going to be disrespectful. I'm just going to refer to them as the others. Them other folk. Them other people. Are y'all with me? Now, our understanding of how the world having to do with everything that pertains to the world, is that it was formed by the word of God. But that's not the case when it comes to the others. And we're going to have to deal with the others because they can have some strange understanding. You know how we know it can be strange? It used to be our understanding. Come on. We didn't always get our understanding from the word. Don't act like you did. Don't act like you've always got your understanding from the Bible. No, you haven't. I ain't always got my understanding from the word. But what makes me so successful now is that I allow all of my understanding to come from the word. Is that you this morning? But understand, when it comes to the others, they form their understanding. And you have to understand, from understanding, we form our judgments and our decisions. Based upon your understanding, you will do certain things and you won't do certain things. But it's based upon your understanding. And so when we look at the others, some of their understanding comes from science. You got folk who believe in science, though they don't understand any of it. Did y'all hear what I just said? They don't understand what the scientist is saying, but they get their understanding from science. Uh-oh, I'm going to have to break that down. Even when in the midst of COVID-19, and folks start talking about how COVID enters the body, how COVID affects the body, and they started using certain terms, don't act like you understood it from a scientific standpoint. Come on, we didn't. And how many know when scientists get to talking, they can often lose you in words. Come on, especially if you don't make them break it down. How many know a doctor will lose you in words? Don't even act like you understand everything your doctor tell you, and you paying him to talk to you. You're paying him to explain to you what he thinks is going on in your body, yet he's using words like you went to school to be a doctor. You ain't never did that, doc. Can you break that? What is that? That's your knee. Okay, doc. Well, I wish you just say knee then. It might be malignant. Doctor, would you please break down malignant? I ain't ever heard. Is you saying ignorant or malignant? You know, some of us, we ain't saying that because we'll sit there and act like we understand. Nah, head, and you don't even know what the doctor talking about. Not me. I'll ask for clarification. Are you hearing me? But see, folk mess up by basing their understanding on science. Just taking a man's word for it because he says it's so. But then these same folks struggle to take God at his word. Think if some folk believe God the way they believe science. Think about if some folk believe God the way they believe a doctor. Many of us in time past have taken prescriptions from the beginning all the way through and couldn't even read the writing on the thing. But we faithfully took what the doctor said take twice a day until you complete this. And if somebody asked you what you taking, you couldn't even tell. It just ends in bio. I'm trying to break this down the best I can. But that'll be where your understanding coming from, because you so trust the doctor. And ain't nothing wrong with doctors, not all of them. But this is where folk gain an understanding. Some folk actually gain their understanding. Their understanding is based upon movies. Some folk will believe anything if you put it in a movie. Why you believe like that? You didn't see the movie. I ain't seen it yet. They explain everything in the movie, how it happened. And they don't understand a word called special effects. Uh-oh. Y'all, some of us don't even understand when they put up there based on a true story. And then we'll quickly tell us about how you seen that movie. I ain't seen it. Girl, it's a true story. It didn't say what it said. It was based on a true story. That means somebody took parts of the truth, combined it with lies and fiction. And because they knew based on truth would catch you to thinking all was truth, But we don't read them small letters. Different characters and events and names have been changed for the... I really want y'all to understand this right here. And then some folk base their understanding on dreams. You ever had anybody talk to you and the reason they think the way they think is because of a dream they had? So you basing all your understanding about how things going to turn out and so forth on a dream. And let me be honest. I've had dreams that came from God. Did y'all hear me? I said, I've had dreams that came from God. Dreams I knew were of him. But can I be honest? I have had way more dreams that did not come from God than dreams that actually came from above. Some of y'all can't admit that. Listen to me. Listen to me. I've dreamed things that were so stupid, so crazy, that if I would have based my understanding on this stupid, crazy dream, ain't no telling where I'd be right now. Did you hear me? But you have people that base their understanding upon dreams. How many ever had a crazy dream? How many ever had a dream that when you woke up, you knew to rebuke it? You knew that wasn't you. You knew you wasn't going to be in that place that you was in that dream. You knew things weren't turning out for you the way it was in the dream. But imagine living your life and your understanding is based upon something as simple as a dream. See, you can chase things that are not even a part of your destiny because in your dream you thought you should have pursued it. I got to move on, but dreams have just messed people up. Dreams have caused people understanding to be turned away from God rather than their understanding being according to God. There are actually people who will believe their dream above believing the word of God. God said better was here. God said better is coming. Now, how is better going to manifest in your life if you base it upon a dream that did not come from God? I'm going to show you how you can change your life for the better forever. It's based upon understanding. Having understanding that's based upon faith. And this is what I want you to understand. When you have understanding that's based upon faith, you will come into conflict and clashes with the others. I need to say that again. When you have understanding based upon faith, at some point, you will come into conflict and clashes with the others. I want you to remember that. That's going to be important. At some point in your life, if your understanding is based upon faith or the word, you are going to come into conflict with people who base their understanding on other things. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Notice why that is so. Because in Hebrews 11 and 3, notice the wording carefully. By faith we understand that the worlds, watch this, were framed by the word of God. Let's deal with that word frame. Number one, we understand again that they were brought into being. This is so important. They were brought into being. In other words, it was not, it was nothing until he or God spoke. This is so important. It was nothing until he or God spoke. This is so important. Because some people believe, well, you had to start with something, but the Bible said that the earth was void and full of what? Darkness. Watch this, until God brought it into being. How did he do it, Pastor? By simply saying, let there be light. And there was. Why is this so important? Because if you have that understanding, then you're never going to deal with anything that God cannot handle. Do you want to be taught? Do you want to be learned? A lot of us doubt God when we shouldn't doubt him. And the reason you doubt him sometimes is because you don't have an understanding that's based upon faith. Because when your understanding is based upon faith, you will not doubt God in any situation. Listen, you will not doubt him even though it looks like to you he's behind. You will not doubt him because you know that he is not limited by time. That means you understand that God can do it past man's deadline. God can show up and do it when man says it's over. God can speak life when man is declaring death. God can call somebody that's broke today to be rich by the end of the day. How can he do it, Pastor? God can just simply speak it. It was brought into being. Number two, it was put together. God put it together. The same way God put the world and all we see together. Don't you know he can put your life together? I said, don't you know he can structure your life? Don't you know he can order your life? Somebody don't know it this morning or you wouldn't be smiling. You would not be allowing the situation that you're going through to depress you because you know God can structure your life. He can order your life. The steps of a what? Ordered by who? God. He put it together. He put it together. And when people look at some of us now, they understand, they wonder like, man, how did you get to where you got to from where you used to be? You tell them, look, God put it. You were known for struggling, yeah, until I started trusting God. But when I made up in my mind to trust God more so than my job, God put it. And he put it together through a word, through a spoke. If you get what I'm saying today, you'll understand that saints don't get delivered on the altar. They get delivered in the seat while they receive the word that keeps us from having to come to the altar. You understand God can just speak a word. But then you notice certain people, they never get excited about just a word. They don't understand how God put things together. Come on. Because when you understand how he can just simply speak it, you'll sit in your seat and receive a word. Watch it. Though your name wasn't even attached to that word from a literal standpoint. I know God talking to me. One man told Jesus, he said, look, you ain't even got to come. Am I teaching? You ain't even got to come. Tell Pastor I'm going through it, but he ain't got to even come and see me. The man told Jesus, look, you ain't even got to come. Now watch this kind of understanding. He said, just speak the word. He said, if you speak it here, I know it's so there. That's got to be God who can speak something here that will affect, that will change, that will better, that will improve. Something going on miles away. This is his understanding. You ain't got to lay hands. Speak it. Speak that he's well. You know what he's doing right now? He's speaking better over you. He's speaking that is well with you. God has already done told somebody, look, you're going to get what I told you you could have. Be seated. He put it to what? Together. That's the reason, pastoring over the years, I've learned not to expect some folk to move. If I didn't know no better, I think certain people in this congregation were mannequins. But I know better. I know better because I see a move every now and then. It's just that the word does not move everybody. And that's based upon understanding. But when you have faith that's based upon understanding, you get a word in the sanctuary that you fully expect to work on your job. To work on your money. Number three, it says about him that he formed it, or he created it. Did y'all hear me? He created it. That means an understanding based upon faith says that God's word has creative power. Listen. What God created in the beginning, because he is the original creator, he didn't stop creating. Where did he form man from? The dust of the what? Then he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of what? Life. Man became a living what? Soul. But man is a creation of God. Your nose, your ears, your big toe is a creation of God. Where is he going with this? This is when a man had a withered hand. Because his word had created power. Jesus looked at a man with a withered hand and said, stretch forth your hand. And the man's hand came. If a hand is withered, be seated. And Jesus says, stretch forth your hand. If your understanding ain't based upon faith, you'll say he got to have surgery. Something got to be added. We need some bone. We need some flesh. But because God created bone, because God created. That means when that man's hand went from withered to being stretched out, God created bone. God created flesh. Where you going, Pastor? That means when we get the balance in our body, God can recreate a liver. God can create a... But we don't often realize in his word is creative. See, some of you, you on a road to always scraping, struggling, and scrapping. That's going to be your life. Scraping, struggling, scrapping to get somewhere. While other people who recognize and have an understanding based upon faith, they ain't going to struggle to have what they have. They're not going to struggle to keep what God give them. Do you hear me? Why? They recognize in God, his word has creative power. That's what we've seen God do in this church. He's created jobs for people. Through a spoken word. And there are folks in here got some blessed jobs. Listen, that they didn't apply for. What happened? God's word got creative power. Come on. See, from a natural standpoint, you could be like, Pastor, I'm number 10 in line. And from a natural standpoint, you 10. Until God says, let number 10 be number 1. See, his creative power can have you to go from the back of the to the what? In other words, he'll cause you who used to be the tail. He'll cause you to be the, he'll cause you to live above and never what? And somebody out there like, Pastor, how? A creative word. A spoken word. Are y'all with me? Finally, when he framed it, he established it. I said he established it. You know what that means? That means what he created, what he framed, what he put together, what he brought into being, it stayed put. That's the reason the sun came up this morning and gonna go down this evening. Why? That's what he told it to do. He established it. He said, moon, you gonna provide light by night. Moon, you ain't gonna be the sun. Sun, you ain't gonna be the moon. And I'm gonna get some stars in the midst of this thing to make it look real good. Because after all, when he finished doing all this, he stepped back and looked at it and said, it is. That struggle that exists in some saints' mind, it exists because they don't have an understanding based upon faith. What is faith? We're going to take faith straight from the Bible. We're going to take faith straight from the Bible. You ain't got to turn nowhere. Hebrew 11 and 1. And you ain't got to go to Webster. Hebrews 11 and 1. Gives us a good definition of faith. We have an understanding based upon what is faith. Now faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. Faith is substance. Come on, somebody. Faith is realization. Faith is the substance of things hope for. I'm hoping for it, and faith is substance. Faith is what's going to cause what I'm hoping for to be real, to be tangible. I'm hoping for it. I don't see it, but by faith, it's going to come into fruition or realization. I'll break it down. I'm going to drive it. I'm going to live in it. I'm going to have it. Why? Because faith is substance. A lot of you years ago when you were talking, folks thought you weren't doing nothing but talking. But because faith is substance, because faith is realization. Now they're looking at you sideways. I say God will bless you to where folks will look at you sideways. They'll look at you like you crooked. They'll look at you like you doing something wrong. But I ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm doing everything this. Let me deal with it. Faith is what? Substance. Of things what? Hope for. Faith is the evidence of things not what? So faith is substance. Faith is evidence. Faith is proof. Faith is the guarantee. In other words, faith don't fail. I said faith don't fail. Watch this, because it's going to get tricky. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hoped for. Let's deal with hope. Hope number one is desire. See, through faith, I want something. Don't say anything like you don't want that. When all hell breaking loose, you want some peace. When bills are backed up, you should want some finances. When you lack in physical strength, and something needs to be done that requires physical strength, you should desire what? Physical strength in that moment. But it is desire. But listen, but since it's biblical hope, it's desire plus expectation. Come on. I don't just want it. I don't just desire it. I don't just talk about it. But watch this. My understanding based upon faith says I desire it, I want it, and I expect. You know, Reen, some of you ain't getting nothing. You ain't expecting nothing. The Bible says he loads us down daily with what? That means every day you get up, if you're a faith walker, you expecting something. And mess with these religious folk. You always want something. I should. Ain't you got enough? Nope. Still on the earth. Still got things to do. And I don't think because I'm a giver, I never get too much. Because when it's running over, it's not just affecting you no more. You blessing other people. Come on, somebody. There's a reason you running over. That was your desire. You expected you would be in the position you in. Look at somebody if it be true and say, I ain't surprised by where I'm at. I expected to be here. I expected to arrive here. I expected to do what I'm doing. I look forward to. Come on, pastor, preach it right. Even when it didn't look like I would be able to do it, I kept hoping. I kept desiring. I kept expecting. Tell your neighbor, no matter what happened to you, never lose your desire and your expectation. Are you with me? Why is desire not enough? Go to Proverbs 13. Go to Proverbs 13. Well, Pastor, I desire it. That ain't enough. Let me teach it right. That ain't enough. That ain't enough. Well, I asked him for it. Yeah, but did you ask in faith? Did you ask with no doubting? Oh, he messing with us now. He messing with us now. Or did you play one of them stupid prayers? Pastor, now you wait a minute here now. Don't call my prayer stupid. Well, if you telling to God, if you can do it, if you don't mind doing it, that's a stupid prayer. You got to know what God will do. You don't go to God and say, Lord, if you able to help me, can you send a little help? Don't be talking about, he said he is your present help in time of what? Trouble. So I expect God to help me. When folk come against me, I expect God to help me. To be shield. You know what's being revealed? Is that some of our understanding is not based on faith. You can go years never getting what God wants you to have if there is only desire. Mm-mm. See, we got a whole lot of folk desire, but when it comes to being obedient, walking by faith, they don't do it. They just simply desire it. Well, let me show you what's wrong with that. Is the word messing with you? Is the word messing with anybody? If it ain't messing with nobody, I ain't doing it right. I've been waiting on God. Stop lying. God been waiting on you to get an understanding based upon faith. For some of you, he's been waiting on you to stop talking about what the devil doing. You got a testimony? I can tell you what the devil doing. The devil busy. Because you don't understand, we trying, but this going on and that going on. So you just got a desire, but you have no expectation. Let me tell you something. When you got desire and expectation, you sometimes find yourself doing things that to other people look crazy. When Joshua and them took Jericho and was marching around the wall, did that look like sanity? I'm trying to show you. Did that look like something at the time they did it, Brother Daniel, that would cause a wall to fall? If you didn't understand it based upon faith, you'd have been looking at all them like, these stupid folk. Think, walking around that wall gonna cause it to come down. They ain't got no weapons. Where they tools at? How they gonna knock this down? See, that didn't look just... It's all this. 6 days. God said, I don't want you saying that. But on the seventh day, I want your expectation to climax. And I want you to shout. And when you shout, I'm going to bring the wall. See, that's expectation. That's desire plus now watch reading. I say desire is not enough. Oh Lord. Proverbs 13:4. Watch now. This ain't nothing but Bible talking. Proverbs 13:4. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. Is desire enough? The Bible just told us that desire is not. The soul of a lazy man desires. He wants something. Woo! Lazy folk have big dreams. Uh-oh. Lazy folk do big things in their dreams. Lazy folk accomplish their goals until they wake up. The soul of a lazy man desires, but has. This scripture bothers me. This scripture bothers me because I got desires and I don't want to dare get caught being a lazy man. Don't look at a lazy man just when it comes to sweeping. Look at a lazy man and somebody that will not carry out God's word. You too lazy to get up and do what God told you to do in order that he might do what he said he would do. God said, clean out the garage. You about to put something in it. But the garage is still junky. But you desire to pull something in there. See, you have no expectation. Because expectation will move you to do what God told you to do. Look at it. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. See, what's your expectation? That this man is going to be diligent. When you diligent, that's expectation. He is a rewarder. Notice this. We are not afraid when it comes to having an understanding based upon faith. Listen at me. We are not afraid. We are not timid when it comes to defending or giving an answer for why we believe. See, when you have an understanding that's based upon faith, you can defend your understanding. You can give an answer for your understanding. Are y'all hearing me? Remember, God framed the worlds by the word. Now we're going back to Genesis. He created the heavens and the earth. God did it. Are y'all with me? See, when it comes to defending or answering, giving an answer for why you believe the way you believe, we should have an answer. You should be able to defend the faith. Oh, I'm talking right now. For see, when you have an understanding, when you can defend the faith, you know why something has happened. That's past. You know why something is happening. That's present. And you know why something is going to happen. That's future. Just like God did the world, there's past, present, and future. But because God didn't stop creating, we have in our life our past, present, and future. I'm finna break it down. When you have an understanding based upon faith, you can explain to somebody why you are no longer the drunk you used to be. You have an answer. You can defend your understanding. You can give an answer for your understanding. You know why you're successful now versus years of struggling. Are y'all with me? I don't want to lose you. This is important. Because some folk can't defend the faith. They can't. If you ask me why am I where I'm at right now? I have an understanding based upon faith. I know who got me where I am. I know who delivered me, listen to me, from things that I thought at one time and others thought that I'd never get delivered from. But I know who delivered me. But see, listen to me. If you know what God has done, then you know what he's capable of doing. But when you fail to know what God is capable of doing today, that tells me you don't really have an understanding about what you claim he did yesterday. You wonder about, and sometimes saints wonder if they really say, wonder if God really did this, that, and other in their life. See, I don't wonder because I got an understanding based upon faith. Notice 1 Peter. I'm in the close. But we got to get this and then I'll let it go. 1 Peter. Woo. First Peter 3. Somebody asks you why you are where you are. Don't you start off talking about, well, you know, I finally got my degree. I finally got my certificate. Devil is a lie. If you're going to talk about that degree, if you're going to talk about that certificate, you're going to talk about God helped you get that degree. God helped you get that certificate. But it starts with God. Am I right about that? Know why that's important. See why. Let's see why that's important. An understanding based upon faith. Notice this. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. Lord have mercy. I got to hear him close this. 1 Peter 3 verse 15. Notice this. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And always be ready to give a defense or an answer to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. You need to be able to explain to people why you have hope the way you do. Do you hear me? Because if some of us will truly understand, listen to me carefully, what God has already done for us, you wouldn't doubt him about nothing else. But see, saved folk, church folk have a tendency, not everybody, but some have a tendency of truly forgetting the mess we used to be. Because then you're over here wondering, can God take care of this? Look in the mirror. The biggest mess that God worked out in our life was not our finances, it was. Can God straighten out a mess? Get in the mirror. Come on, get in the mirror. Don't just look in the mirror to get dressed, look in the mirror to see evidence. Is there anything too hard for God? Get in the mirror. Get in the mirror. Get one from head to toe. And just look and say, now I know if he did this. If he did this. And now I'm wondering about a light bill and he did. I'm crying because I didn't get back as much on my taxes as I thought. Yet he did all this. You better tell somebody if he did all this. Clean me up. Bless me the way he did. Look at somebody and say, ain't nothing too hard for God. Now shout at somebody, tell him, look at me. Now if your answer wrong, I don't want you to answer on this. If your answer wrong, don't answer. You been to the club lately? No. Why? He changed me. Now you see why I said don't answer if your answer ain't right. I'm like, Pastor, last night. She answered. She prayed. He was singing. Think about that. Why you ain't been to the club lately? Some of us had multiple sex partners. Some of you currently have zero. Hold on. That's because you're single and saved. Those of us that married, we got one. How you go from 0, 1, 5, 6? He changed me. He changed me. Changed me. Ain't that dog I used to be. He changed. See, I'm talking for me. He changed me. How you know God gonna do it? Because what he's already done. Folk, don't come at me about my faith. I will back them down. I'll back them down with the Bible, then I'll jump straight out the Bible and I'll be on 80 Hidden Lakes Drive telling them that I live where I live because of my God. Let me finish this thing. Let me finish. Go to John 9. Remember, we got an understanding based upon what? And so we always ready to defend the hope that lies in us. We always ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. And if you're not, you don't have an understanding based upon faith. John 9 is where we close. John 9 and 8. Now, y'all know the story. Jesus done spit on the ground. A man was born blind. He spit on the ground, made clay, put it on the man's eye and said, go wash. Go wash. So now we at that in John 9 and 8. The neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. And then he said, I am he. Could y'all see him sitting there? Could y'all see folks around him tomorrow? That ain't him. And then somebody else said, yes, that is him too. That's him. And then he's sitting there saying, it's me. Come on. I like to break it down. Therefore they said to him, how were your eyes open? Let's see if he can give an answer. Let's see if he can give an answer. Let's see if he know who opened his eyes. Can he defend the faith? Can he give an answer for why he now sees? Ooh, break it down, Pastor. Even though he was born blind. That means what God is able to do is bigger than how we were born. You could have been born broke, but God can change. God, I'm trying to let it go, but some of us were born in poverty. Some of you were 10 and had stuff in your name. You'll get it later on. That means you was in poverty. Some of y'all grew up depending on food stamps.
But see, when you know how to defend the faith, you will let somebody know how you were born. But I ain't what I used to. I'm trying to close. But in my clothes, I'm trying to let you know that I ain't what I used to. I can defend the faith. I got understanding based upon faith. Notice what he said. Therefore, they said to him, how were your eyes open? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes, and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received my sight. You know what he said? Jesus gave me my sight. What did Jesus do for you? What did he do for you? See, whatever he did, it just reassures the understanding that you have that's based upon faith. Because what he did in creation, he has also been creating in our lives. Come on. So it's not just biblical, but it's personal. It's personal. See, if you can't make it personal, it really ain't biblical to you. Because he is not the God of the past. You know how folks always talk about God in the past tense? They talk about what God did do, where God used to be. But you better be able to talk about where God at right now. Don't you see them talk about God used to be in the church. God is still. There's still power in the church. There's still deliverance in the church. But it's based upon an understanding, based upon faith. Notice what's going to happen because I got to close. Remember I told you earlier, when you have an understanding based on faith, you will clash and you'll come into conflict with the others. I want to show you that and then be done. All the way down to verse number 26. Now these folk been hounding his parents, asking them, hey, is this your son? How did he do this? How did he come to see? His parents said, look, he old enough. Y'all ask him. And so we get down to verse number 26. Then they said to him again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? See, when you have an understanding based upon faith, you also realize when God do things in your life, there are always skeptics trying to prove that it wasn't God. Come on. Now, you just decided to stop drinking. And so you did it. You were too big of an alcoholic. You were drinking yourself to death until you called upon the name of Jesus. Don't buy that lie. Well, what had happened? She got lucky and landed this job. No. Well, explain to me how when she didn't have that job, she didn't lose nothing and God took care of her until he gave her that job. Explain that. See, you can never explain away a miracle. Not to a person, watch this, who received the miracle. What kind of fool would I be to cause you to make me think that I got myself here? You out your mind. You ain't that smart. It ain't a professor out here can talk me out of my faith and can just tell me things just happen by coincidence. And the word coincidence is not even in the Bible. It's not even attached to God. God don't move by coincidence. He is an intentional God. He meant to bless me. He meant to bless you. He meant to help you. He meant to heal you. I'm trying to close, but some of y'all about to make me preach. What he did for you was intentional. But notice this, because I got to close. I got to get y'all to understand when you have an understanding based upon faith, you're going to come into conflict. Because some of us, we don't want conflict with folk. We want to get along with everybody. Can't do it when you're a faith walker. Can't do it. You're going to be brought into a clash with somebody. Now watch this. Then they said to him again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? Now this is an understanding based upon faith. He answered them, I told you already, and you did not listen. Do you want to hear it again? He always testified. And you always ask me how I got here. Do you want to hear it again? Woo! Do you also want to become his disciple? And they reviled him. And said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. Notice what they did. Notice how there's a clash. But drop down to verse 34. They answered and said to him, you were completely born in sin. And are you teaching us? This is what I want you to see. And they cast him out. Tell your neighbor, they put him out of the church. Whoa, tell your neighbor, whoa. Tell your neighbor, based upon that, there are some churches you don't want to be a part of. Because if you're a faith walker, they'll put you out. Verse number 36, and I'm done. He answered and said, no, verse number 35. Notice this. Jesus heard that they cast him out, and he went and found him. You see that? They cast him out, but Jesus went and found him. See, listen to me, and then I'm done. In the text, he was brought into conflict. Because he had an understanding based upon faith. He knew Jesus did it. He was brought into conflict with religious people. And some of your biggest conflicts is going to be with people who claim to serve the same God you serve. Come on. They'll downplay your miracles. They'll downplay your blessings. Come on, somebody. But when you have an understanding based upon faith, you know what God did as far as creation through the spoken word. But listen, you also know what he has done in your life, what he's doing, and what he's going to do based upon a spoken word. So it's an understanding that's based upon faith. And I'm done. Let's give him a big hand of praise.
We pray that you are blessed by today's message. Be sure to listen and share other messages available through our podcast outreach. We thank you for all of your past, present, and future support for our ministry. And remember, Jesus is a refuge.